treatment cost in India is much lower than the developed country. The traditional form of benefit like Ayurveda, naturopathy, meditation has also received great international recognition. Nowadays, different type of spa with the Kerala Ayurvedic treatment has come up, and Kerala, like Cochin, has become the major destination. Similarly, lot of people are adopting the different type of healthcare facilities like different type of yoga, different type of meditation, different type of healthcare regime given and practiced by Baba Ramdev. It generates huge revenue in the foreign countries, and developing countries could also earn dollars because of this type of tourism and the medical help. So these are the benefit of medical tourism, but this can be only possible when the quality of treatment is of high standard. Then professional qualification is also high and competitive. Hospitals are recognized by international recognizing authorities like Joint Accreditation of Hospital, ISO certified centers, and local quality control bodies giving assurance and also doing the quality assessment of Indian hospital like National Accreditation Board of Hospitals, National Accreditation Board of Blood Bank and Laboratories, run by Quality Council of India with the headquarters at New Delhi. The major roadblocks in the tourism industry is that India wants to increase medical tourism but lack necessary tool to impress the patient from abroad. There is lack of concern on working out the stringent accreditation system to ensure the uniformity in the quality system. The major roadblock in drawing the patient from the abroad is the lack of connectivity. However, most of the corporate hospitals are already in the process of upgrading and accrediting them. For example, Fortis Healthcare is not only running in India but also running in the abroad, and this forms the wheel and spoke model or hub and spoke model structure, so that cases are identified abroad with the proper connectivity and information technology. Such cases are referred to the better equipped health center in India. The rating agency like CRISIL and Indian rating agency like ICRA have upgraded few hospitals for setting up the standard as per international norms. But different international agencies like Joint Accreditation of Hospital, International Service Organization is also explaining the importance of quality control, quality check, safety audit and medical audit, so that the patient will be assured that the treatment given in India is at par with USA. Now, one of the another area of the futuristic planning for the operation is PASS, that is Picture, Archiving and Communication System. The information technology is becoming vital component of healthcare enterprises. Physicians sit down at a single workstation, call up the both clinical data and the images. The Picture, Archiving, Communication System is responsible for solving the problems of transmitting images. What is the literal meaning of PACS? The PACS is Computer or Network Dedicated Storage, Distribution and Presentation of the Image. Means the image is captured, it is stored in the computer, it is properly distributed, properly transferred to the concerned authority. The medical images are stored in an independent format. The most common format is DICOM, that is Digital Imaging and Communication in Medicine. Doctors and other health professionals can assess and compare the image at touch of bottom. Most of the PASS handles the images of different medical fields, such as the image of USG machine, MRI, PET scan, endoscopic, etc. Therefore, the person who is sitting at far-flung places can read this image, interpret the clinical diagnosis and start the adequate treatment. So what are the uses of PACS, that is picture archiving and communication system, in the hospital? That is hard copy replacement. It replaces the hard copy by film archives. Therefore, it decreases the price of digital storage. Then remote access. Expand into the possibility of conventional system by providing off-site viewing. PASS is offered by virtually all major medical imaging centers and manufacturers because of the proper use of medical IT companies and many independent software companies which has developing the better information technology and using the basic component of PASS software. Architecture. PASS architecture consists of central server that stores the data containing the images of the patient, clinical picture or diagnostic picture, connect them to one or more client by LAN, that is local area networking, or WAN, that is wide area networking. These include the web-based interface to utilize the internet as a means of communication, usually via VPN, that is virtual private networking system. Modern radiology technology feeds the patient images directly into PASS in the digital form. The PASS image is a backup, is very much critical in the transferring the image from the place where it is generated to the place where it is to be received. This is done automatically on a separate program, on a separate computer, if the computer is programmed to carry out such type of facilities. In this picture, you will see many graphs shows how the acquisition of the image is done, especially from different departments like radiology, cardiothoracic surgery. Therefore, they may be diagnostic viewing, then it may be the diagnostic processing, making the film, transferring the film to the remote site, and based on this, the decision is made. And different type of channels which are used is RIS, archiving, and the PASS, which help in the transferring these images to the different remote site where the specialists are sitting, where the specialists see these images, come to the conclusion, make the diagnosis, and adequate treatment and timely treatment can be started for the patient, thereby decreasing the patient mortality and morbidity. But what are the drawbacks of the PASS? The gradual change of hospital radiology department to picture archive and communication system has many proved advantages, but there are also considerable drawbacks. The issue of data storage and the comparison with the few old films are recognized failure with the recent film, because the old films are taken by old technology and it is very difficult to make the database of this old film, which cannot be transferred along with the new film, and one cannot compare the injury or disease of the present nature by comparing with the past. In our experience, the difficulty in transferring the image from the referring hospital to tertiary health center is also worth noting. The lack of the ability of each hospital PASS to communicate with another, and the lack of hard copies to be sent with the transferred patient is proving to be challenged. This is because you can transfer the patient, you can transfer the patient document, but it is very difficult to transfer the patient image without handing over the hard copies to them. The drawback of the PASS is that the image can be transferred to a disk not out of the hours, and this is not always possible, and on numerous occasions the computer has failed to read the data, resulting in the inaccessible image. Film and labor cost is also very high. It is not within the reach of the many hospitals to provide it, and therefore many hospitals are keeping special fund either to support it in the form of productivity giant, or many hospitals are not able to carry out this type of activity because of the interface, because of the hindrance in the workflow, and because of the reliability issue. Some radiological departments significantly increase the cost instead of reducing them because they went from supporting parallel system which was supposed to have been replaced. Some most difficult problem encountered in the past is the migration involved. Then workstation archived, media migration, database migration, proprietary compression, radiological system interface. In addition, the digital internet communication operating manual serves as a modality work list and modality perform procedural step. Moving to another vendor, vendor's past frequently involve complex archive and database conversion, and this may not be technically feasible. It is difficult to educate surgeons, especially orthopedic cardiologists, in real time to identify the lesions and treat them adequately, because many doctors may not be friendly with the IT system. Many think that this is not related to their profession, therefore they pay least attention to this. Another important future aspect of the operation of the medical is virtual operation theater and robotic surgery. For example, I am taking lecture for you. This is the lecture which is recorded without the presence of student. So it is a type of virtual study program. Similarly, virtual operation theater is those type of operation theater where patient is not actually there, but the patient dummy is projected, then the surgery is conducted step by step and same is transferred as a learning literature. The hospital or healthcare has reached new height to provide higher standards of healthcare education. Virtual reality technology enables the trainee surgeon to practice on the virtual patient. The technology was developed by scientists at Australia's Commonwealth Organization, combining 3D images with artificial images on touch screen. So this allows the user to both see and manipulate the organ. So you get a virtual sensation of doing the operation when you are actually not doing the surgery. Virtual operation is a very good learning tool. The prototype developed used by the surgeon using special glasses shows the holographic image of the patient lying on top. The image is created by video beamer installed in the operating table. To rely on the skin resistance to basic cutting, the team has developed robotic device to handle the scalpel. So in robotic surgery also, surgeon is not operating but giving command to the computer assisted surgery, where the robot is actually performing the surgery and surgeon is not actually performing the surgery. So it is called the robotic surgery. The advantage of this system is that it is more of teaching material, imparting the knowledge and skill. They provide extra level of training and the student can use again and again for practice where the expert teachers are not available. Virtual reality technology will be important in training the new generations of surgeons and will fit into whole spectrum of training, adding the value in the other aspects such as training of operation theater, then training to conduct the research on animal model, how to do the complicated surgery, how to do the minimal access surgery, how to do the microsurgery, etc. The lesions where the surgeon demonstrate on 3D model are beamed to trainee in other countries who watch the 3D virtual reality console. The simulator allows them to practice on the computer without risking the patient, and faithfully feedback is taken from them, which serves as a device to improve them. This is similar to the simulator training a pilot takes when the aircraft is not moving, and this type of training program gives the image or impression that they are actually driving. Different type of scene is created, like aircraft passing through the deep cloud, aircraft going to land on a small runway, aircraft losing the fuel and making emergency attempt to land. So all these things may be also applied in the medical field with the difficult situation, making the surgeon more competent, more efficient to handle this difficult situation without any panic attack. Virtual robotic surgery is usually equipped with cameras, screen, microphone, joysticks, which serves as a substitute to real doctor. Around the world, four areas in the sphere of healthcare has been investigated in terms of robotic hospital care. These are the hospital ancillary support, hospital laboratory support, rehabilitative medicine, and surgery. Therefore, in summary, the telemedicine is the ability to provide interactive healthcare utilizing the modern technology and communication. The medical tourism is defined as provision for providing the cost-effective and medical care with due consideration to the quality, in collaboration with tourism industry, which bring lot of foreign exchange, give the patient enthusiastic about the good surgical result, including the use of information technology or picture archiving computer system, use the dedicated work of software engineers in the storage, distribution and presentation of radiological film. The hospital and healthcare has reached new height to provide the highest standards in the healthcare. Virtual reality technology enables the trainee surgeon to perform or practice surgery on the patient as the real-time surgery is going on. In this way, it brings the end to the Chapter 12, Futuristic Approach to Hospital Planning. But student, I should like to compile whole of the book, which has been divided into the four chapter. The first chapter shows that you cannot expect any work without the proper planning. So hospital is also an organization which is given care to the needy patient, but the care is given by the specialist. The care is given in an institution that is hospital. Therefore, the hospital should be planned in such a way that it is cost effective within the reach of the hospital. It is also competent enough to fulfill the health demand of the paying patient, especially as the corporate business do, and this is only possible if the proper planning is done at the initiation stage of the hospital. Then the hospital building in progress and the hospital when become operational. Then in the second part you will see about different clinical services which are given to the hospital, because hospital is a multidimensional organization where the care is given not only by the specialist but the super specialist, and the role of the administrator is very important to handle the ego and attention needed by physician. At the same time, the ego and the attention needed by cardiologist, cardiothoracic surgeon. So this type of organizational conflict can be overcome by creating a good cultural and harmony by the good administrative skill of medical superintendent or hospital administration. Then the hospitals not only can provide these facilities when the paramedical and supportive staffs are very active. The paramedical staffs are usually nursing staff, physiotherapists, audiologists, refractionists, then it may be the CSSD technician, cath lab technician, dental hygienist, then epidemiologist, then different type of multipurpose worker who do the groundwork, whereas supportive staff may be hospital, bioengineering waste department, hospital biomedical engineers, hospital sewage and water supply engineers, hospital engineering department, fire control, hospital tools and furniture manufacturing unit, oxygen supply of the hospital maintained by hospital manifold system, so these work as a team and allow the surgeons or physicians to work efficiently and effectively, and this can be only possible when the supportive services of the hospital, like hospital housekeeping department, hospital laundry and linen department, hospital pharmacy department, hospital physiotherapy department, hospital laboratory department, radiological department also work as an important part of team. And lastly, we should not forget that hospital cannot expect the patient to come in a routine manner, so one should prepare themselves to face the emergency condition where the large number of the patient will be coming. Patient will be coming more than expected, so hospital should be equipped and planned not only to face the patient in the routine hours, but also prepare themselves to serve as a nucleus of treating the patient in the case of disaster, which can be man-made or it can be natural, like bomb blast, railway accident. Then it may be natural earthquake, flash flood, etc. Therefore, in this, the hospital has to coordinate with international agencies like International Red Cross Society and local and the national organization like district administrative officer, district health officer, etc. And hospital can only provide it when the hospital is mentally and technologically advanced and equipped to handle this situation. And hospital should not only be equipped and planned to give the present situation, but also should be able to handle the new innovative technology which is coming up in the future. Therefore, futuristic approach of the hospital by improving them with the field of telemedicine, information technology, virtual surgery, robotic surgery also make the hospital self-competent and sufficient to handle the emergency care not only today but 50 years ahead. Therefore, in this way, the hospital which has got the wide vision, wide thought, wide ambition can only flourish not only today but also in the future. In this way, the whole of the subject planning and designing of the hospital in very short is compiled by me. I assume that this lecture must be very fruitful, and I have explained few things which I was not able to write in the book. If any help is required, I am always there to help you. I think by being patient listener, you will correct me wherever I have made mistake, and your feedback is very much needed to improve the course material regarding this subject. Thank you for being patient listener.